98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Emergency at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan. A Japan Airlines plane in flames after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac overnight. Incredibly, all of the nearly 400 passengers on board were safely evacuated, but five Coast Guard members are missing. And in central Japan, nearly 50 dead and counting in an earthquake.
The country's prime minister warns damage from the powerful earthquake is widespread and casualties are likely to rise after it struck off the coast of central Japan. American Daniel Smith was visiting Toyama when the quake hit.
First, the tremor just started very slowly, and everybody kind of left it off. You know, they thought, this is kind of humorous, you know, on New Year's Day, and then it was just a violent shake.
In the aftermath, hundreds of aftershocks and more panic. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
One winning ticket in last night's massive $842 million Powerball prize sold at the store in Grand Blanc, Michigan, outside Flint. The lucky winner hasn't come forward yet. This is ABC News. At least four people killed in fresh Russian attacks on Ukraine's two biggest cities. Missiles hitting Kyiv and Kharkiv, also leaving nearly 100 people hurt. The war now nearly 2 years old. Some know him from Sharknado, others from Beverly Hills 90210. Actor Ian Ziering attacked by a biker gang in L.A. on New Year's Eve.
Video obtained by TMZ shows the 59-year-old moments after he says he got out of his car to check if a group of bikers who had been darting in and out of traffic had damaged his car. Ziering says that's when the group attacked. Ziering is seen being punched and kicked by multiple people. He fights back but is outnumbered and manages to get away. In a separate TMZ video, the bikers are apparently preparing to leave the scene as Ziering tries to comfort his crying daughter.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In an online post, Ziering says he and his daughter were not hurt. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Policymakers will propose new legislative maps for Wisconsin in January. The state Supreme Court has ruled the current maps are unconstitutional. Bob Moline is a volunteer with the grassroots organization Grow Action.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Court-appointed consultants will consider the maps, and new boundaries are to be established by spring. Republicans who drew the current maps object to the idea that the boundaries are unfairly biased. If Google searches are any indication, people in Wisconsin want to relax more in 2024. The website U.S. Credit Union says people in Wisconsin search for ideas to reduce stress more than any other topic in December. In other states, searches for weight loss and financial strategies were more popular. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Indiana Pacers, 122-113. Although Giannis scored 30 points and had 18 rebounds, he was asked what was missing from his team.
Offensive, I don't think it was bad. I think, okay, yeah, we did turn the ball over one time, if I remember well. It was like we couldn't get a stop, and they were able to get them in.
The loss snapped the Bucks' 15-game winning streak at home. The series continues Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa to LSU, the final 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a lot of hot air. That's why I don't like to make statements up here. I don't like to say things that we're going to do moving forward, because ultimately you are what you put on film. You know, whether it's your culture, whether it's the things that you want to do. We know darn well that we didn't finish well this year. We didn't finish well. We didn't start well. There's a lot of things. It gives us a hell of a lot of things that we got to start working on here on January 14th when our guys get back rolling.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. High temperatures reach up to 25. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 23. 27 Friday. Looking further out, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 Q Country.
Music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98 Q Country.
Done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. The cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night Sam had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door. Third
That's called Mama's House at 98Q Country. Well, congratulations. If you hear me right now, that means you made it. That means you made it to 2024. And I think a congratulations is in store. And if I had the applause the applause button available to me at this very second, I would definitely give you the applause button, but I don't right now. January the 2nd, 2024. Goodness gracious, we're a quarter of the way through this this century of 2000, of 2000, I'm just losing track, of 2000. I'm trying to tell you you're getting old. We're all getting older. We have a lot of information to talk about this morning. The Packers doing some pretty good stuff over the weekend, controlling their own destiny now. Who would have thought? Going into the last week of the season, the Packers win. They're in the playoffs. They'll probably get to go play the Cowboys. Pretty good chance if they win. If they don't win, they still have a very small chance of making it, but not very good. There's about, I don't know, what, five teams still vying for that final spot, I think, in the NFC. Vikings have a very outside chance. Need a lot of help in more ways than one. And the Bucs played last night, disappointing loss at home after a big lead. But we'll get more on that in just a moment here. So we'll get you updated on what's happening on a Tuesday. Got to keep telling you Tuesday after the holiday. Tuesday, January, I don't know if I have a calendar. Oh, I've got all the old calendars still up here. All right, we'll figure it out. You do all the calendar flipping and changing at your office and home, whatever you need to do. Twice an hour, we give you news and sports. Let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Emergency at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan. A Japan Airlines plane in flames after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac overnight. Incredibly, all of the nearly 400 passengers on board were safely evacuated, but five Coast Guard members are missing. And in central Japan, nearly 50 dead and counting in an earthquake.
The country's prime minister warns damage from the powerful earthquake is widespread and casualties are likely to rise after it struck off the coast of central Japan. American Daniel Smith was visiting Toyama when the quake hit.
First, the tremor just started very slowly, and everybody kind of left it off. You know, they thought, this is kind of humorous, you know, on New Year's Day, and then it was just a violent shake.
In the aftermath, hundreds of aftershocks and more panic. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
One winning ticket in last night's massive $842 million Powerball prize sold at the store in Grand Blanc, Michigan, outside Flint. The lucky winner hasn't come forward yet. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An 11-year-old girl abducted in Indiana was rescued in southwest Wisconsin this weekend. Authorities got a tip about a suspect vehicle in Barneveld and caught up with it near Dodgeville. They arrested three people from South Dakota. Arizona recently held a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence simulation. Participants listened to and watched AI-generated audio and video that appeared to be of public officials telling lies. The point was to help prepare state election officials.
So that we can have a live exercise where election officials can, in real time, react to scenarios that get thrown at them. So it's really about training, preparation.
Adrian Fonts is Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State. You're listening to Civic Media News. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The
Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had six catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers are finding windows as well. They have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th-ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's, you know, it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. High temperatures reach up to 25 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 23, 27 Friday. Looking further out, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere. Anytime.
98 Q Country.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. If your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that we met, you'd be the
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me.
Still can't stay away.
Jackson Dean with Fearless, 98Q Country. Hope you are well on this Tuesday, the 2nd of January, 2024. Mild weather will continue through most of the week. And then next week, it's going to get cold. Well, we know what's going to happen. Temperatures, high temperatures will be upper 20s, pushing 30 right through probably right through next Monday, Tuesday. And then indications are that single-digit highs are a possibility as we get into middle January. That's still a ways away, though. So let's not get too excited about that. But a dusting of snow out there over the last couple of days, but there's just nothing. There's not a major storm right now this week anyway. The good part, I guess, is anything we do get, even a dusting or some flurries, will stick because temperatures aren't getting above freezing. So we're getting, I don't know if you can call that a base, but we're at least making it look a little better out there. But nothing in the foreseeable. We'll probably get one here eventually, I would guess, but doesn't look like it's going to happen this week. All the news in sports, Packers, Badgers. We know who's going to play in the college football national title game. We'll get to all that coming up after 7 o'clock.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code DCS49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. High temperatures reach up to 25 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 23. 27 Friday. Looking further out, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 23.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Rhett.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll. Between a rock and
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Country was Celebrity. 23 degrees. The wimpy weather will continue this week, and a little if any snow looks like likely, maybe an inch or two scattered here and there by the end of the week. We've got high school sports doubleheader tonight. We're going to bring you Butternut at Shawamigan Girls Hoops tonight. That'll be on 103.1 starting at 6 o'clock, and then at 7:15 Shawamigan Boys going to make the trip up to Mellon for a 7:15 start tonight. That'll be right here on 98Q. So doubleheader, Butternut Shawamigan Girls over on 103.1. Shawamigan Mellon Boys right here. Coach's show this morning. We're going to talk with head coach Troy Sherwinski of the Butternut Girls. We mentioned just we'll be in action tonight. So Coach Sherwinski will join us right around 9 o'clock this morning. Let's get some words of wisdom as we begin the new year. Focus on the Family this morning is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Someone once made the joke, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. It's really true. Life takes surprising turns for all of us. In 1989, the paper company I was working for in Northern California offered me a promotion and a six-figure salary. Later that night, after I told my wife, Jean, all about this great opportunity, she directed my attention to our answering machine. There was a message on it from a man with a nonprofit organization called Focus on the Family. He was offering me a position. Suddenly, I had two opportunities to consider. At one-third the salary, I might not have entertained a job with Focus, except money wasn't my only consideration. Jean and I were big fans of their radio broadcasts and admired their mission to strengthen marriages and help families, a mission that lies close to my heart. My early life was filled with all kinds of surprising turns. My mom died when I was 9. My stepdad walked out on the siblings and me the day of my mom's funeral, and all of which landed me in foster care for a couple of years. The chance to help families around the world was an enticing possibility, which is why I ultimately accepted the position. We may set goals or steer our lives in certain directions, but over the years, I have learned something. The best course of action isn't always the one we plan for. Sometimes the right path catches us by surprise. For more to help you thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the chaos in Russia and the Middle East continues. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $100,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge write-off of taxes for 2023. Hurry, if you invest in oil and natural gas, you are allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment for 2023. Natural gas is the fuel of the future, and it just keeps going up. Call 1-800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 1-800-287-6691. That's 1-800-287-6691.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. High temperatures reach up to 25. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday with daytime highs approaching 23. 27 Friday. Looking further out, 31 Saturday, 30 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep it trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Watching you sleep in the evening light.
hammock where it's nice and breezy.